Hi, this is Brennan Spiegel. I'm the co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, and I'm really happy today to be speaking with Dr. Div Kohli, who is director of endoscopy at the Kansas City VA. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Spiegel, and thank you to the American College of Gastroenterology for this opportunity. I look forward to discussing things about gastrostomy tube with you.
Yeah, so you mentioned gastrostomy, and what that means is basically poking a hole in the stomach. That's what it means. And why would we do such a thing? Well, sometimes we have to place feeding tubes. We do that quite a bit in medicine. And in gastroenterology, we're often the doctors that are asked to place the feeding tube. And really quickly, like, why would we place a feeding tube? What are the situations where that would be required?
So that's a great question. The feeding tube is used in patients who are unable to swallow on their own. So if they can't eat on their own or if food gets stuck when they try to swallow, in some specific instances, a feeding tube is useful. So that could happen, for example, in patients who may have a cancer and the cancer is causing a blockage and food can't travel down into the stomach. In those patients, we can put a feeding tube which bypasses the swallowing apparatus and food directly goes into the stomach. So this helps patients get their energy back and hopefully feel better.
Yeah. So anyone listening to this, you may be interested because, you know, you may have friends or family members that are facing these sorts of problems or may have people you know that are in the hospital that where a doctor might say it might be time for a feeding tube. And this is a big, important discussion. There's a lot of different directions we can take this conversation, but I think just for our purposes here, we're going to focus on one particular topic, which is there's a couple different ways to put in the feeding tube. What are those two different ways?
So the two most common ways are endoscopic or radiographic. And what that means is either a doctor will place a camera tube through the mouth into the stomach and then put a feeding tube into the stomach, or a radiologist or another medical doctor is going to use x-rays and then put a feeding tube. So either with a camera scope in the stomach or using an x-ray from the outside. Those are the two common ways.
Right. And of course, there are a couple other ways like surgeons could place it. But like you said, the most common ways that would be recommended would be either the gastroenterologist places it with the endoscope or the radiologist places it. Okay, so you did a study using data from the VA or the Veterans Administration comparing sort of the safety of these two different approaches. And what did you find?
Our goal was to assess which method is safer and easier to perform. So what we found was that at 30 days, the risk of death is lower with an endoscopic gastrostomy, meaning when we put a camera scope in the stomach and then place a feeding tube, there is a better chance of survival at 30 days. And that bad events like tearing a hole in the colon and causing swelling of the belly on the inside called peritonitis, those occur less frequently with an endoscopic approach. So with mortality and with bad events, it's easier and it's safer to do a procedure with a camera scope in the stomach.
Yeah, so that's very useful information. If you ever find yourself in this predicament, either you yourself need it or your family member that needs it, sort of understand the pros and cons. Of course, sometimes there are reasons we just don't have a choice. We just, for example, can't even pass a scope through. Let's say there's a tumor, for example, that's blocking the passage. But oftentimes there is a choice. And what your study is telling us is, on average, it looks like the endoscopic way of doing it appears to be a little bit safer. And when we looked at the data, it's about 20% safer in terms of mortality. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. But the last question for our listeners is, how could this help people and what should they remember if they ever find themselves or a family member facing this decision?
I think for patients and caregivers, it is important to discuss the options with their doctor. Talk to their doctor about the different approaches. Specifically, ask your doctor which approach works better for me and what are the methods we can use to avoid adverse outcomes or bad things from happening. I think those would be important things for the patient to be mindful of when they're selecting a procedure.
And that's a key point. I think for our listeners, anytime you hear about a research study, that study in this case is about thousands and thousands of people, but we're all individuals. And so the results of a study about 20,000 people may or may not apply to me or to you or to a family member. So that's why it's so important to personalize and tailor that discussion with a doctor who knows the data and can help make a really good decision that's in the best interest of each individual patient. So in this case, that might sometimes be radiologic, even despite what you found. In other cases, maybe it won't. So thank you very much for taking some time with us today. And thanks to our listeners for hearing more about this important topic. And again, this is Brendan Spiegel, co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, signing off. Hope everyone is safe and well.